Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Cooper Flagg is terrible. Let's move on. That's all I need to see.
Will they premiere him or whatever? Like, give him the damn ball.
I actually didn't see much of it. I saw stats. Didn't he have like 25 shot attempts or something? Like a ridiculous 21. Number of shot attempts for his first game ever?
Cut him loose.
Like what is he doing there? Did you watch any of the game, Solana? I didn't watch any of it. So I just I looked at the box score when the game was still going on. I'm like, geez, pass once in a while, you jackass. Like you're obviously not hitting anything. Was he just firing away?
Yeah, I just think he looked gassed and he even said it at the end, like after the game. He's like, I wasn't the physicality of the summer league, especially kind of got to him. He looked gassed. He didn't make a shot, not a single field goal in the second half. But his first play was just breakaway dunk. He looked like he belonged. I'm not worried about his shooting. He looked like an NBA player. Like he looked really good yesterday, despite struggling shooting the basketball.
I think the guy stunk. I'd rather have Yakutona.
He wasn't very good, but to Solana's point, he looked better than the guys out there.
Marlins got shut out last night, but guess who won two games last night?
Matt Mervis.
The Jumbo Shrimp. Swept their doubleheader. Marlins shut out. Jumbo Shrimp swept their doubleheader. Mervis had a big stolen base. Ooh. Big stolen base. Guy's putting up SBs now? You kidding me?
SBs.
You know what else SB stands for?
Super Bowl.
Shadow banned.
Oh, goodness gracious. This Mervis.
Add it up. Add it up.
What's the look you white boy's name, man? Let's talk about it.
Add it all up. It's right there in front of your eyes. So 11 years ago today, do you know what happened 11 years ago today?
No, the summer? Nothing happens in the summer, does it?
You remember Solana? Is Solana even there?
Whoa, I think my internet did drop for a second. I don't know what happened. I'm sorry, 11 years ago today. Oh.
You okay?
I'm good.
You all right today?
I'm good.
Because you disconnected your camera before we went on the air, and now you're feigning like you didn't hear or know what was going on. Are you okay?
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, we'll continue on without him.
Man, engaged now.
11 years ago today, do you know where we were, Crowder? We were together. 11 years ago today, we were in Las Vegas. And do you know what happened while we were there?
You couldn't finish a beer.
Well, that is true. But I told you not to get me the largest. I told you.
I had to help him finish his drinks. It was ridiculous.
Remember what Lori said when I went out of town with you? You're not big like them.
What were we there for? Fight?
We were there for a, I don't even remember what fight, but that morning, so 11 years ago today, I'm at breakfast with Unfunny Lewis, having breakfast, and the Sports Illustrated news drops, LeBron is heading back to Cleveland.
Oh, that's crazy.
That was 11 years ago today. And I remember sitting there with Unfunny Lewis. And I had remembered talking about it for a few weeks leading up to it. Because it was like, oh, you know what? I mean, maybe he'll leave and go somewhere else. Maybe he'll opt out. But I don't think any of us thought that was really a possibility.
No.
And I remember the conversations that we had on the air. It was kind of like, oh, we would thank him for his 4 years. Like, we were the high and mighty, like, oh, we'll take great pride in the 4 years that we had, because no one ever thought he was leaving. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting there at breakfast with Unfunny Lewis, and the news comes out on SI, and my heart sank. I remember a feeling coming over me, because it was this mix of emotions. First of all, I that was unthinkable to me that he was leaving, and then to go back to Cleveland, and then to know that it was over, like this fun run that we had had, which we, you know, we all had this thing where, hey, you don't make any vacation plans till the end of June because you know you're going to be in the NBA finals. Like, all this stuff was over. And then accompanying all that was, I'm here in Vegas to promote a fight for HBO or Showtime. How the hell, like, we had guest book. I'm like, how the hell am I going to talk to Jim Lampley when LeBron just left the Heat? And so my head was just swimming. I remember it. I remember sitting there with Lewis. I was like just swimming. But I think I told you yesterday, the first guest we had booked was Jim Gray. So it actually worked out well. Like, he was there to promote the boxing event, but it was easy to tie him into the LeBron, you know, decision. LeBron. He wasn't doing a decision that time. He was moving on. But that was 11 years ago today. That wow. was the end of one of the greatest runs in South Florida sports history.
You know what's funny? We just went through this with Pat Riley. I think we directed our anger towards Pat Riley then too.
Oh, I don't think so.
He doesn't know how to keep the guys. Mm-hmm. He's too tough.
No, I don't think so. In fact, that's when it started to come out that Riley had hosted LeBron, or that Riley had flown to Vegas to meet with LeBron. This is when it all started to trickle out. Remember, all the news was kind of embargoed because everyone thought LeBron was coming back. So no one was going to write about a rift or talk about a rift. There wasn't going to be any leakage from either camp. And then all of a sudden we started to get the news. LeBron was disinterested when Riley came to see him, was playing FIFA.
He wouldn't stop his video
wouldn't
game.
Stop his game, didn't pay any attention to him. And I think we started to find out it was at that moment that Riley knew that this thing was over, that it wasn't going to continue.
Yeah. A good run, but you're right. I didn't appreciate it when it ended.
Yeah. Looked like Solana was ready to talk, but then I think he just froze up again. So I'm going to.
This LeFreeze face is weird.
I mean, this Solana, unbelievable. Guy's just incapable of having a conversation about the Miami Heat and LeBron without tearing up. And then he just has to abort the mission. Today on this show, we'll talk about that. But today on this show, it is July 11th, which means it's 7-Eleven Day, which means free Slurpees at 7-Eleven. And we're going to talk with Joe Zagacki. I gave him an option this morning. I said, either you can join us with a Slurpee. Today also happens to be National French Fry Day. Or you can join us with French fries. Or you can join us with both. Or you can join us from a place and surprise us and get. So I don't know how Joe Zagacki, I don't know if he's at home and is just going to have a Slurpee with him, is going to have French fries with him, is at the McDonald's drive thru. I have no idea. But man, Joe Zagacki is going to celebrate 7-Eleven Day and National French Fry Day with us today. We can go back in the archives. Remember, we had a 7-Eleven Day with Leroy Horde. We sent him to get Slurpees one year. That was a lot of fun. Leroy likes to talk.
I was listening to Joe Oh no, it was Hollywood, and he had Joe on, and it's like 8 a.m. and he's like, "Yeah, I'm about to get in the pool." I'm like, "I don't know, is that weird? Who gets in their own pool at 8 a.m.?
Morning swimming?"
It was weird. He was like, "Yeah, good to talk to you guys. I'm jumping in the pool now." It was like 8:15.
Although that's an old man's workout. You laps in the pool.
You know, okay, you know, he's working out. Yeah.
He doesn't have the zinc on the nose and
low impact jogging. And yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
So Lana, you okay over there?
Yeah, I don't. I restarted my router. I don't know. I was using internet all day this morning.
Yeah.
And of course, the show starts.
You have limits on yours? You buy like a certain number of minutes every month?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what it is? Because we're only at July 11th, so maybe you want to up your minutes.
Yeah, let me go get that that internet card and type in the new number.
Oh, I don't know how else to explain it. I mean, you said you used internet all day long, and so now what happened? It ran out?
Well, sometimes there's lapses in connection. It's okay. I'll be all right. Yeah. I'll be all right.
Will you be okay, though? Because it sounds like you ran out of internet.
See? Y'all made fun of me from losing bandwidth. Now he's losing bandwidth.
How do you like the? How do you like that, Solana? That's what he would do to me whenever my thing would drop. He'd go, "Oh, you don't know what's happening over there. You don't know how to use a computer." So, do you know how to use all your equipment, though, Solana? I'm just checking because you've had some problems in this first segment.
I have, and I apologize. I hate doing this.
Yeah, no, apologies accepted. I'm more curious if you know how to use your equipment.
It really does bother me when this happens to both of you. So. Kind of boxed myself into a corner here.
Right. No, I'm just trying to check. Do you know your equipment? Do you know how to use the equipment? Because I could send someone over if you need a tutorial.
I'm gonna figure this out. Don't worry. This will be corrected by the time.
You're gonna figure it out on our time? Or you think you can figure it out like maybe this weekend and have it ready for Monday?
Yeah, not helping you. You done gave me hell about this computer thing. Cut him loose. Get him off.
Cut him loose.
Cut him loose.
Oh, funny. When my internet drops, Abuelo doesn't know what his internet drops. Yeah, you know, Hawk, there's lapses sometimes. Lapses. We got lapses. The dead pocket talk. There's dead pocket lapses.
It's all fun till the rabbit got the gun.
Yeah, there you go. Cut him loose.
Cut him loose.
What's even more upsetting is I'm a founding member of Team Petty. I wanted to chime in, dropped. Then I had
I waited for you. You were ready to go.
And then I had an interaction. I imagine you were talking about Joe Zagacki in the pool because I spoke with Joe Zagacki. Am I right about this? And then I wanted to tell you about my experience with Joe Zagacki in the pool this morning. And then I dropped again. So I've been a absolutely worthless member of this first segment.
All right, let's get a headline because Joe Zagacki is going to join us. It'd be great if it was from the pool with a Slurpee. Nothing would make me happier than Joe Zagacki in the pool with a Slurpee. On a float. I mean, that's summertime right there, Jack.
It's a living.
Headlines. And we have one final four-pack of Marlins tickets to give away today. We've been doing that every day this week. And we will get your thoughts, Solana, later on about LeBron. The thunderous news 11 years ago today. I'm telling you, I get this feeling in my stomach because I remember the feeling when I read it. It almost didn't compute. Like, that's how startled I was by it. It didn't compute. But I always talk on this show about breadcrumbs. I was doing it with Mervis, you know, like Shadow Band, SB, Stolen Base, like, but the breadcrumbs thing, that all started for me with LeBron leaving Cleveland and then LeBron leaving Miami. When you really did put the, because remember he had movers at the house and they explained that away. Oh, he does this every year. He moves, stuff from here to Cleveland, like, and then all of a sudden, like, you put the breadcrumbs together, you know, it was like he had sent out invitations like 4 weeks earlier to a welcome home Cleveland party to his close friends and family.
Like, we're overlooking
it. So many breadcrumbs, but we just, you know, we were like, hey, victory, heat. We love it. Everyone loves it. No one would leave this.
Spouse coming home late, lipstick on the collar. No.
Right.
She,
no,
she was with Amanda. It's just
not what you. It's not what you think. And by the way, to bring it to the Panthers, because we talk about the greatest times in South Florida sports history, when Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand and everyone resigned, we even heard yesterday Mackie Samuskevich is back. I said it is so rare to hear from players throughout a season and after a championship. Oh, we love this team. We love each other, whatever. And then when push comes to shove, they very rarely stay together. And I said it was heartwarming. Like it gave me like this hope that, wow, what I witnessed was real. And in the moment with the Heat Big Three, our thoughts were, why would anyone ever leave this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were having fun together. Not that there weren't some issues every now and then, but they were having fun together for 4 years. They were the epicenter of everything. And then it was like, wait a second. He's leaving. And I think it came out like, wasn't Chris Bosh going to sign with Houston or somewhere? Ended up getting a gigantic Dallas deal from the Heat because they couldn't afford to lose both of them.
Then the blood clots. And then, that was a weird little, what was that, like the same year?
Dragic. And then all of a sudden, Chris Bosh got blood clots.
Yeah. There was like a 24-hour window where the Heat had the splash of free agency at the deadline. Like, deadline passed, and then the tweet comes out immediately after. The Miami Heat got Dragic before the deadline. It was like the hypest day since LeBron leaves, and then 24 hours later, Chris Bosh out indefinitely with blood clots. The two tea leaves, the two like...
Wow.
Fixture in a practice facility.
I mean, there's lapses, and there's blackouts, and there's drops. I mean...
Your internet has blood clots.
That guy...
I hate it because it's always me, Solana.
Oh man,
I'm enjoying this.
Just rough.
Mike Miller posted a picture of a LeBron James Cavaliers jersey, and there was also a flight, LeBron, Ray Allen, James Jones to the Bahamas, like in mid-June, before any of them had committed to coming back to the Miami Heat. And you're like, huh? That's odd. Like, what are those three doing traveling together? Well, guess what? James Jones joined LeBron in Cleveland. He left the Miami Heat, and Ray Allen didn't end up re-signing with the Miami Heat. So those were kind of like the breadcrumbs, the tea leaves leading up to it.
All right. Well, let's do headlines because I have bought Solana 3 additional minutes of internet. And so we'll see if we can get through the headlines in 3 minutes. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I know you mentioned it, Hawk, but the Marlins were blanked by the Rojos yesterday. So they won the first two games, and then they lost the last two games of that series. So they split it in Cincinnati. They begin a three-game road series, Camden Yards, against Baltimore. Final series. Yeah, final series before the All-Star break.
All right.
Edward Cabrera on the mountain today, by the way.
Somebody wants to know on the text line if Joe Zagacki has khaki bathing trunks. You don't see a lot of khaki bathing suits.
No. He wears a shirt in the pool. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
You guys going to watch the Miami Heat Las Vegas Summer League debut today? Starts at 4:30 during our show against the Hawks.
Oh, maybe I'll bet it. I haven't bet anything today.
Okay.
I want to watch Kasparis. I might go out there during breaks and watch me some Kasparis.
Somebody texts in, wasn't it Sedano who took the picture of the moving trucks at LeBron's house? It was. It was George Sedano.
Wow.
Yeah.
He does this every year. Empties his house at the end of the season.
Yeah. What? Yeah, it was weird because Sedano, like, I remember thinking, like, poo-pooing it. Because I remember Sedano's like, because I think it was the program director still at 790? I may have been. But I remember Sedano saying, like, I've got these pictures of moving trucks at his house. And, but I remember, come on. What are you doing here? Chasing ghosts.
That's what you do.
I said not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's not leaving.
Bro, I heard that 7,000 times yesterday on the last week or so. Now, Ron has heard that a trillion
too many times during his lifetime for his liking. I can guarantee you that. Like, you ever have anything, you know, that you've said that you wish, I just wish I never said that? Like Marlon Shirley, some of that comes to mind for me.
Yeah. But
LeBron literally said something that follows him wherever he goes as an exercise in excess and braggadocio. Now, he's got titles to back it up, so it does. But imagine if he had left here with none.
Some of the craziness, like the nasty stuff I've said. Like, I talked to men in the bathroom and
private stuff. Yeah, I have a lot of things I regret.
Yeah. Sports-wise, I was thinking sports-wise. Yeah. I'm like, not really. But, oh, my goodness, yeah. Just the crazy stuff I've said on air and on the podcast. People say that crap to this day in the airport.
Yeah, well, I admitted I gave my brother an enema, and that, you know, does continue to follow me.
Don't you wish you had terrible internet connection on that day?
Yeah. You really didn't want that to just go to the grave with y'all two, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but you admitted to peeing yourself every single football game of your entire career. Like, that's tough, like, to admit.
I don't. You was reaching in your brother's butt. Like, I don't think those are in the same.
Well, I didn't fist him. I mean, come on, what are you doing with that, dude?
I don't know if it's in the same realm, Solano.
Yeah, I think Crowder's right on that one.
I didn't reach in. I mean, what are you talking about?
Kind of did.
You're right, though. That story never dies. It pops up every 3 years, and I have to do some interview about it. Yeah. I told that story in like 07.
All right, so today, Heat Summer League, 4:30 against the Hawks. Marlins play the Orioles. There is a loaded sports weekend as well, because Inter Miami plays Nashville tomorrow. Nashville's in second place in the East. Inter Miami trying to catch them, 7:45 at Chase Stadium mañana.
All right. What channel is this Summer League game on today?
Ooh, I'll tell you right now.
NBA TV?
It will be on FanDuel Sports Network Sun and ESPN2. ESPN2 and
really
FanDuel Sports Network Sun.
Huh. It sure is. They're playing the Hawks.
ATL, yes, sir.
All right, I'm excited. I think I might bet this.
That's your squad.
See what we got here.
The Hawks.
I got you. Yeah. You just worry about staying connected. Leave the jokes to me. I got a guy on the ropes, man, and you just... I don't show much mercy in this dojo.
Get out of that corner, Solano. You got a break coming up soon.
If you're going to fight yourself out of that corner, it ain't going to be with Hawks.
Like the bird. What?
The FIFA Club World Cup final is Sunday at the Meadowlands. PSG, Chelsea, 3 p.m.
Went to see Superman last night as a lark. Got off the air. It's about 6 o'clock. Wife and son were both home. I look online. There's the iPick right here at Meisner, walking distance. I go, there's a few seats. Let's walk over there. We walk over. I'll tell you about the movie later. But there was a promo before the movie. You can watch the Club World Cup final at the iPick on Sunday afternoon. That's kind of a cool place to watch it.
Hmm.
Remember, I watched the national championship game there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't they lose connection for...
Right at the best part where like someone was making a comeback and yeah. It just they didn't they didn't jiggle the mouse. I mean, it was literally like, we're going to black out your ESPN feed because are you still there? You know, like the are you still there message? Like nobody jiggled the mouse.
Yeah. I would love to go watch another game there.
Soccer, I mean, 2 hours. Yeah, you don't need to jiggle the mouse.
Do you guys, and I'm not doing this as like a gotcha, genuinely curious, because yesterday, EA College Football 26 released, and I pre-ordered it, whatever. And I was thinking, like, who the hell won the national championship? I couldn't remember.
I have no memory for that stuff. I can tell you the lead singer of a one-hit wonder from 1986. I'm telling you, my mind, like, I've wondered why my brain can retain certain things, but not others. I have no recollection. No recollection who was in the national championship game. And I bet on it, and I watched the entire game.
Yeah, me too. I remember watching it, and like Joe Zagacki's coming up. He could probably tell you the last 30 winners in a row. And yesterday, I think
most sports hosts could.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, bro, I know I watched the game. I followed the college football playoff last year. It was the first expanded one. Like, who? And now I had to look it up. I remember.
It was Ohio State that won the national championship.
Beating Notre Dame.
Yes.
Ah, that's right. And Miami opens against Notre Dame this year. Yep.
That's right.
That's right. It all comes together. Breadcrumbs.
I knew it because Ryan Clark's son played for Notre Dame.
That's right.
But to your point, who won it last year? I guess Georgia or Alabama. I'm probably dead wrong. Michigan, I don't know.
No, he just told you it was Ohio State.
No, 2 years ago, before that. The only reason last year I knew because Joe Clark.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think Michigan won it the year prior, and then – there was a year where, like, maybe somebody beat Washington, like, 75-3. It was probably Georgia. Something like that.
Listen, I have to ask Little Chan every single time we go to a bounce house what's his birthday. There's no chance I'm going to remember that.
All right, your weather, it's bro, I'm not kidding. Don't go outside. You'll melt. Like, it's just, it's hot, man.
Yeah.
That's your weather.
All right. Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the next segment, so don't go anywhere. It's National Slurpee Day, National French Fry Day. I mean, we got a lot to cover. We're going to talk about last year's national championship, see if he remembers it. Joe Zagacki is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Cooper Flagg is white.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is tremendously exciting. In fact, if you were watching the show yesterday, and obviously when I say watching the show yesterday, listening to the show, but then we post clips, video clips on YouTube. We have a Hockman and Crowder YouTube channel. And if you saw yesterday's show, we did a segment with Omar Kelly, went to a 7-Eleven to get a pina colada Slurpee and a $20 scratch off, which I paid for. And I still haven't heard from Omar whether we won anything or not, but he gladly took my money. I'm assuming we didn't win, but if we never hear from Omar again, and hear of him, he's in San Guantanamo, we may have to question what happened on that lottery ticket. But yesterday was pina colada day. Today is July 11th, 7-Eleven. And 7-Eleven does free Slurpees on 7-Eleven Day. And Joe Zagacki, the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, is joining us. I know his lovely wife is in the car with him as well. We're watching the video. Where are you? You're at a 7-Eleven somewhere?
Yes, Hawk, Cheryl and I. It's a road trip, you know. There's not a 7-Eleven in our neighborhood. So now we're in Pembroke Pines. Should I say where we are? We're at Taft and Flamingo. And it's very popular. A lot of people are, I've been sitting here doing the play-by-play of people going in and out of the door. Some are going in for seconds and thirds.
So now you're there at that particular 7-Eleven. Should we do a promotion where if anyone walks up to you, you will buy them a donut or something, as long as you're giving away your exact location? Do you want to flex a little bit?
Well, here's the deal with that. I'm more than happy to buy them a donut, or buy him a taquito,
sure,
a roller grill, a five-piece bone-in wings, or some Newports. the corporate card that's in my wallet.
What a great radio promotion. If you go see Joe Zagacki at a 7-Eleven, he'll buy you a pack of Newports.
If the audience finds off on it, I'll buy someone here some Marlboro.
Funny. No, I'm assuming you were just reading all the posters on the 7-Eleven windows there as you rattled off the entire menu.
Well, third down and seven for the Canes and the 35. Save when you buy two Marlboro.
Hey, do you remember, how does your brain work? Do you remember the national championship game last year? We're so bad at, like, I can retain 80s music. That's my wheelhouse, movie lines. But, like, sports matchups, Super Bowls, NBA championships, even national championship games, which I watched, I wagered on. In the last segment, I couldn't even remember who played in last year's national championship. Could you rattle off 20 years in a row?
Probably not, but last year's national championship game, the problem that I have with it is I was with the University of Miami basketball team, and we had a flight to San Francisco, which was delayed, so I missed the game as I was in the air. I still have not watched it, but I am going to watch it before Miami plays Notre Dame. You know, what do we got, like 6 weeks until that game?
Yeah.
So I've yet to watch it, but I will watch it, but I didn't have a chance because we were flying to California.
Are we ready to go, by the way? Is Carson Beck the starting quarterback? Is he healthy? And, like, are we, like, is everything in place? Do we know anything about this team? Like, are they going to be legit good? Or we have no idea till they take the field week one?
I think they're going to be good because they've recruited at a high level. A lot of those homegrown players or, you know, high school players that they recruited are now juniors. Guys like Mark Fletcher and Reuben Bain. Everybody talks about the transfer portal, but you need guys like Fletcher and Bain to have great seasons. And those were guys that are homegrown, local, high school players that have been developed in the system. And then they've been surrounded by these transfer portal players, namely Carson Beck. I think he's going to be very good. From what I understand, he's been throwing. I know there's this, for some reason, he's coming under a lot of criticism. And I don't get, as I mentioned before, his last six games last year, I think his number was 11 touchdowns and no interceptions. And I know he's got this injured wing or had one, but it's not like he's forgotten how to play football. He played at a high level for Georgia. And I think, you know, this would be setting the bar very high, I guess, but the defense has got to be a lot better than it was a year ago.
Hey, Joe, it's funny you say that because I was going to ask about the defense because Cam Ward got us out of a lot of trouble in the late game. We were winning games 45-42. I don't think you can't set up your team with doing that. Is the defense – Corey Heatherman, was he in Minnesota? Is it – it's not the same competition as the ACC. Can his aggressive defense, what I've heard you talk about, can that translate and does he have the guns to run it?
Well, it better translate. That's why he was brought here. Minnesota's in the Big Ten, so you know they play quality competition. The Big Ten won the last two national championships, so there you go, Hawk. There's two in a row for you. Ohio State, they were a top 25. They were top 25 total defense. I think they were top 10 red zone defense. Coincidentally, in the spring game, the offense had a first and goal at the 1 yard line and didn't punch it in. They got held in the spring game. So maybe you can't read much into that, but I know that was a point of emphasis. And they took the ball away a lot a year ago. And I do think there is something to coordinators that generate turnovers. And he's a guy that in his career, his defenses have been able to take the ball away. So I suspect Miami will be better with that part of their defense. At least I hope so. And yeah, the defense last year, you know, ultimately, if you look back at last season and scratch your head, you say, well, they didn't get to the playoff because their defense wasn't good enough. And that's it.
Real quick before we send you in to get the Slurpees, just speaking of recruiting, you mentioned the word recruiting. What about the basketball team? How has Jay Lucas done? Because I read something the other day that they've got a pretty decent recruiting class so far.
Yeah, I think he did very well. It's going to be unusual because it's an entirely new team. I have never seen anything like it. They're going to have 12 or 13 completely new players, a completely new coaching staff. So the question will be, you know, how fast do you bring them together? Can they achieve an identity early in the season? What will that identity be? And if it's based on what he did at Duke, what his responsibility was at Duke, he was you know, in charge of defense. So you would think that he wants to build a team that can defend and rebound. If you look at the roster, the players on this roster, their qualifications are, you know, guys that were very good defenders, good rebounders, and every position is size. They're going to be big, especially on the wing. Now, can they score a lot? I don't think they brought in elite scorers, but I think for him, he wants to start with defense and rebounding.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day and let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's send you into 7-Eleven. You're there with your wife, Cheryl. Now, if you don't want to get the free Slurpees, which I think are very small, and you want to get, because very hot out today, if you guys want to get the regular size Slurpees, larges, I'm happy to reimburse you for it because this is fun for us. So I want you to get whatever you want to get.
Oh, you're going to reimburse. Like I said, I have the corporate card. You ready?
Yeah. Well, do however you want to work, however you want to work it.
Ever get out of the car and forget to shut it off? I've done that before.
I haven't done that yet, but I'm sure I'm coming close.
Just leave your car on and walk away.
I'm sure that's just around the corner.
A lot of people out. Here we go. Here's their rule.
The Zagakis are, I'll give you a little play-by-play. I'm watching video. The Zagakis are walking outside.
They're going into 7-Eleven right now. See? I got this. Free Slurpee. Hey.
The free Slurpee day. All right. Do you know how to flip your camera around? Can you flip the camera around?
Well, he can. He can.
Good. Oh. Francisco is our he's the owner. He's the cash register person. There he is.
Oh, okay. Look at that. You know the guy.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, look at, we got a log jam here. You think I should right in front of all these people? Look at.
Yeah, just yell, "I'm Joe Zagacki," and "I'm Joe Zagacki" over and over again.
Yeah.
I don't think some of these people speak English.
Well, say it in Spanish. Yo soy Joe Zagacki.
Okay. Wait a minute. So we have a green flavor. We have green. Should I go for green University of Miami?
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We have a log jam here at the...
We can't make our own therapy because she has to do it for us.
Interesting. So you can't squirt your own Slurpee.
She's on the radio right now.
She's going to be on the radio. She says she has to make the Slurpee for us.
Hey, Joe, move it or lose it.
Say dos Slurpees.
Wait a minute, they're putting out cups. All right, well, Hawk, we're going to go with, what's that green? Oh, green's not ready yet.
Green's not, ask her what's ready. Ask her what's good.
What's ready? Wild cherry.
What about this?
Mountain Dew. What about Coke?
Ask her if they can make it extra thick, like a milkshake.
Yeah. Can we do a two? Can we mix them?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me wild cherry.
There we go.
And Coke.
There you go. Oh, that's a good mix right there.
Yeah. Now,
ask her when they give away free cigarettes. What day is that?
What day is free cigarette day? We have free cigarette day.
I love how Joe has no respect for her saying I don't want to be on camera.
I don't know how well this is working, but
all right, listen, you're in a public place. And if you're in a public place, you're gonna be on camera. It's the way today's world works.
Azul.
Cheryl's getting a blue one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Larry Bluestein's
practicing in case she's on 790.
Hey, Missy.
Okay. All right, this is delightful. This is truly delightful.
Okay, Grandpa's coming out.
Did I hear? Uh-huh. Yeah, did I hear somebody? Somebody just yelled out, "Abuelo" to Joe Zagacki.
How are you? Is that your granddaughter?
Yes, my grandson.
And your grandson? Oh, okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to bring you some business. This is for you. Want to say hello to Francisco?
I would love to.
Say hi, Francisco.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Happy 7-Eleven Day, Francisco. Happy 7-Eleven Day. This is a big day at 7-Eleven.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it is. We are enjoying and having fun.
What is the best Slurpee flavor? What is your opinion? Best Slurpee flavor?
Best Slurpee flavor. Best, all right. What's the best Slurpee flavor?
We have a Coke, a cherry, blueberry. They are the best. I mean, the three best sellers.
All right. Not pina colada? Not pina colada. Ask them if they have pina colada.
Yeah, pina colada.
We don't. We have, besides that, we have dragon fruit. We have one called
For people keeping healthy, you know, if you want to keep
healthy. I don't remember the name, but it's limeade. I don't know, something like that.
All right.
There's six flavors. Hold on.
Tell them thank you. Tell them thank you for playing along with us. We appreciate it.
You follow the University of Miami?
Maybe ask him about the cigarettes. He has some pool.
Francisco's a hurricane.
Ah, very nice.
Yep.
Nice. Hey, Crowder, you want one of these?
I'll eat me a glizzy now, Joe.
How about the Monterey Jack Taquito?
Bring a couple of those. We're good to go. All right, have Cheryl give us a review of the Slurpee.
Okay, how's the Slurpee?
The Slurpee is fabulous.
Which flavor did she get? Azul?
I have blue, multiple blue. So
very
the next
nice.
Question is, do you want us to bring you back any Funyuns or pork rinds? What are we going for here?
Oh, you're speaking Crowder's language. Do they have boiled peanuts there, Joe?
Boiled peanuts. Look around.
Joe literally has to drive right past my neighborhood to get home from there. I know exactly where he is.
All right, I'm coming right by your house. Pickle.
Yes. Yeah. In the next segment, you could show up with a can of boiled peanuts, and it would make my day. All right, Joe, we got to go. We love you. You are the greatest friend that this show has ever had, and I'm glad you and your wife were able to enjoy a couple Slurpees on our time.
I recommend the Coke and cherry.
That's a good mix. Yes, that's a savvy good. Veteran move right there.
Yeah.
All right, go check. Make sure your car's not still on, Joe.
Okay, bye-bye.
Joe Zagacki, that was just delightful. That was, I mean, that couldn't have gone any better, could it have?
I love it.
I love that. I
like sending Joe in the world because he's Joe.
Joe
everywhere.
In the world is delightful to me. He's got no filter.
Nothing.
He just doesn't care.
I
he was at the top of his lungs. He's like, I don't think half these people speak English.
I stopped in the middle of the
you
road.
Under your breath.
Middle of the road to say hi to him. And he the car behind me starts honking. He just waves at him. Hey, Joe, they don't want to be your friend. They want to move.
And he does the thing that makes me cringe, which, you know, like you ever with someone and they're like, hey, tell them you're on the radio. You'll give them publicity and whatever. And I'm like, oh, don't do that because they don't know what, you know. And he's like, University of Miami. I'll get you airtime. I love him.
He's like, you're on the radio. The girl clearly puts her hand over her face. 2 seconds later, look here. Right. Look, you're on the radio. Right. Look.
But also, like in 2025, nobody even knows what radio is. And he's just a guy talking into his phone. So, you know, and it's like, so like the girl's going, huh? What? I'm on the radio. Hey, guy, you're on your phone. I don't want to leave your message.
We got to get it sponsored. Joe in the world.
Joe in the world. That is just great.
I enjoy it.
Man.
Jimmy on the phone and Joe in the world. Because I enjoy Jimmy.
You should have heard earlier this morning trying to check this all with Joe to make sure he could do this technologically, which is just a FaceTime call, essentially. But like Solana, like put an hour in this afternoon and then called me and he goes, we got to get younger friends of the show.
Well, what's funny is I spent an hour showing him that he could just turn his back to whatever he wants us to see with his face in it and talk to us so we could see the Slurpee action behind us. And all we really got was just Joe's again.
Which was, that made it so much better to me. I love that. I absolutely love that. Because after that was just his neck. That was great. Well, happy 7-Eleven Day, everybody. That could not have been any better, in my opinion.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.